This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 56. To myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, our engineer, and Catherine Engelbrecht is joining us right now. And first of all, Catherine, welcome, founder of True the Vote. How are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, John.
No, we appreciate it very much. We actually talked a little bit about voting and different things in our last hour. So first off, what is True the Vote?
True the Vote is an organization dedicated to helping citizens take a stand for free and fair elections, and we do that by empowering them through all manner of things, from cleaning the voter rolls to trainings for how to work and get involved in elections, to providing election integrity hotlines during the heat of battle. So we are a full-service election integrity organization.
Nice.
Hey, Catherine, do me a favor and do a favor for everybody here. Explain cleaning the voter rolls.
Yeah,
I understand this, and I'm very much in favor of it. Just tell people what it's about.
Sure thing. So the fact is, our nation's voter rolls are not in great shape. They are inaccurate. And those inaccuracies, inaccurate data on the front side of an election leads to inaccurate results. And it shouldn't be this difficult to have accurate data. It's the resolution of identity, residency, and citizenship, which, of course, now everybody is rightfully very concerned about. But citizens in every state are given the authority to present ineligible records to their county or local jurisdiction, and they are then required to take some form of action in looking at what's going on with the rolls. And so what we do is provide a head start by reviewing in advance the rolls for ineligibilities and then present those to volunteers who can take them then, make the decision for themselves, and of course what we hope is to turn them in to their county. But there are, just based on inaccurate residency, there are over 25 million records that are invalid. Now, that doesn't mean that there's going to be 25 million, you know, fraudulent votes. It just means that there is a big problem with accurate data, and it causes all kinds of confusion. So,
what's a common example of inaccurate data? And I mean one that would produce an illegal vote.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, a classic one is people who have registered in a state. Let's just say you're 18 years old, you get registered, and then you move away. And 5 years later, you move to another state. And 15 years later, you move to another state. Most people believe that those voter registration records somehow resolve and get canceled out, but in most cases, they don't. And so we started an initiative called Scan, Check, Protect that is specifically designed to help people go back to the states where they used to reside, see if they're still registered, and then get their names removed. And what we are hearing from people all over the country is, yes, they are still registered. And in some instances, their records indicate that they have voted when they didn't live there.
Got it.
This has been made, much worse post 2020, where we're now leaning so heavily towards mail ballots and the confusion that comes with all of that. There's just so few checks and balances that it introduces a layer of uncertainty.
Very true. Very true. No, and so you're saying in this particular situation, we have to encourage people to go out on their own because the reality is states, counties are not doing that for them. Because they don't, in a defense of them, they wouldn't know if you moved, right?
Well, they should. The technology and the data certainly exists. I mean, you know, we live in the age of Amazon one click, where things data about us and our personal habits can resolve and track very, very quickly and in very sophisticated ways. But what's been lacking at the state level, frankly, is the political will, because it is such a lightning rod issue. You know, states that attempt to clean their rolls and do it well are
they're criticized for being against the people, basically, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Catherine, let me ask you this. Let's say a political party happened to be well aware of thousands of people who are no longer voters in a certain state. Let's say Colorado, okay? These people didn't live here anymore, but they were still registered here, or maybe they were registered another way. Maybe they're here illegally and they're registered, whatever. Let's say a political party happens to know all those people. Could activists in that party cast votes for those people?
100%. If I was going to steal an election, that's exactly what I would do. And we leave those barn doors wide open every election cycle.
Yeah, we're not cleaning those up, to your point. And that's, again, partly what you guys are doing at True the Vote. I should ask, too, I'm assuming, Catherine, is it truethevote.com?
truethevote.org.
Okay, truethevote.org. Perfect. I'll make sure that's in our notes for later.
Yeah,
okay.
Come on, John. They're not commies. They're a good organization.
Good one, Andy. Okay, so how can, you know, what are other things besides this? What are other things people can do to make sure that elections are fair and done correctly on election day or even the days prior?
Well, we highly recommend, and you know, Colorado is a little different because you're all mail-in, but that means you have a different slate of needs. So in Colorado, what I would say is, make sure that you are fully staffed for your absentee ballot review board that is looking at those incoming mail ballots. And that is something that is so often left, you know, unknown. And so they don't have enough volunteers, and they don't have necessarily enough pro-liberty volunteers. So getting involved in that, working at central counts, there's so many ways that citizens can serve during an election. Or attending logic and accuracy testing, which is open to the public and typically occurs 90 days or thereabouts prior to an election, where you can see all of the equipment and all of the certifications and a lot of the confusion that comes from, you know, what equipment's being used and is it certified or is it not and what type of software and is that certified or is it not. All of that should be on display so that citizens can ask questions and get a level of comfort about what's being used for their local elections.
Catherine, are there some states that are lately aggressively cleaning their voter rolls? I believe that Georgia had really done some good things. Is that correct?
Well, Georgia, this is case study here, Georgia cleans its voter rolls by statute every other year in odd years during the first 6 months of the year. And what that means is that they did clean their rolls to a degree in 2023, early in 2023. They removed about 100,000 records, which wasn't nearly enough. And just as a point in fact here, they have over 400,000 ineligible records just based on residency that should be removed, but they won't.
Why?
Because now they are locked in. According to their process, they're not going to clean the rolls again until the spring of 2025.
Interesting.
So all of the, and they blame the National Voter Registration Act, which is a federal standard for how you should clean the rolls. But the way to better that system is, as citizens, you can bring challenges to your county. And what Georgia did do that was great is in their last legislative cycle, they mandated that counties that are brought challenges must look at them. They must consider them. And so it's sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. If citizens turn over known problems and counties finally get the hang of it, that, okay, citizens are going to just continue to turn these problems in until we make sure there are no more problems. Now, private industry all day, every day, can resolve identity, residency, and citizenship in real time. It's
Agreed.
Not that the data doesn't exist.
Agreed.
It's not that the technology doesn't exist. It's just political will. So it's super important that citizens say enough is enough. If we're not going to clean them, then we're going to bring them to your attention. And if you still don't do anything, then you will have to answer for that when it comes time to certify the vote. So it's a multi-step process, but it's desperately necessary if we hope to have an honest election in November.
Do you have a basic guide on that multi-step process that you distribute throughout the country?
Absolutely. You can go to True the Vote and click on engagement, and you will see or you can go just straight to the website called IV3, and that is our more focused project on cleaning the rolls. And IV3.us is the website for this particular Cleaning the Rolls project.
Okay.
And it lines out the steps that you need to take, 5 steps, and how to do it.
I am putting that into our notes as well. I also know there's a donate button on the truethevote.org, because I'm assuming you guys do all of this on a very much volunteer basis and need money to make this happen, right?
That is very true. And all the services and supports and apps I've described are provided free of charge. So, yes, if people are so inclined, that donate button is there too.
Okay. Well, Catherine, I appreciate you joining us. We'd love to have you back. Very informative as we get closer and closer to, you know, all the different elections that we've got coming up. A big one here, of course, as you know, here in November, and in Colorado, as you said earlier, with our mail-in voting, we'll have things that need to get started much earlier than even Election Day. So, yes, we'll have you back on as we get closer and closer to that.
Love to do it. Thanks so much,
Catherine,
guys.
Appreciate you very much. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks so much.
So truethevote.org, and the other one is I, like in Ivan, so I as in Ivan, V as in Victor, IV3, the number 3.us, and there's a whole, like, toolkit website there, Andy, of what you were talking about a moment ago.
You know, that just sounds so good. I think I'm going to mention it when I'm at speaking engagements.
It's very proactive. Rather than whining about a problem,
right,
they're fixing the problem.
Yes.
Make sense?
Yeah, right now the fields are too ripe for harvest. I'm just going to say it, for the Democrat Party. There are way too many bad votes that they can convert. What you need to do is go after and make those not there anymore. And you can do that if you actually act and not just keep complaining about 2020.
There you go. Flesh Law coming up next. Kevin Flesh would love to represent you. He's a criminal or civil attorney. He can do either or and represent you accordingly. Call him today, 303-806-8886.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about 6 people that you don't know. Those 6 people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
All right, new solar program. You've heard the last few ads for it. Find out if it would work well for you versus the traditional way of doing solar. Call Alan Davis today, Level Engineering. Find him at klzradio.com.
The big secret that most solar salesmen don't want you to know is that you should not have to pay upfront for a solar system. Alan Davis has seen those smarmy sales guys knocking on your door right at dinner time, and I'm sure you have too. Don't pay them a dime. Alan Davis of Level Engineering will teach you about the PPA program, which allows you to have solar installed on your home at no cost. It's monitored and maintained, and you are guaranteed to pay less for your energy than you are right now. It's a no-brainer. The catch is that the company gets the tax credit instead of you, which isn't a big factor for most people. Alan Davis will set you up with the equipment you need, all professionally installed, with ongoing maintenance, including your roof maintenance, and a 25-year warranty. For less than you're paying right now, guaranteed. Don't just sit there. Call Alan Davis of Level Engineering at 303-378-7537. Do it now and find out how you can use solar energy to say goodbye to those steadily increasing power bills. That's Alan Davis at 303-378-7537.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, we are back. And again, that whole, you know, true the vote sort of fitted into what we were talking about earlier in regards to the whole article out of the Epic Times and the GOP and turning Colorado, you know, red again, which I use that term very, very loosely because we haven't been truly red for quite some time. And there's lots of reasons behind that. By the way, some of what didn't even get into the article, which I can go back to when I was a kid and the influx of people that even came into Colorado way back when, and there's even been some folks that have called into this program and said, you know, when IBM came to Colorado up north, north of Boulder, you know, what? Look what it did in changing the makeup of the Front Range. And yeah, there's lots of factors, by the way.
They make a good point.
Yeah, they make a huge point. That was back in the 60s. So there was lots of things. The colleges that we have, the amount of people that stayed after going to a liberal college, that changed the face of the state. I mean, on and on down the line we can go. And again, I've lived here my whole life, and I've watched it progressively change over time. And there's a lot of factors that come into play. Now, one thing I wanted to explain today, and Andy's really good at this, so I wanted to do this when he was here today, because there's a lot of confusion, I think, that's out there. Because of our current GOP leadership in Colorado, there's huge confusion over the caucus/assembly process of getting on a ballot versus petitioning onto the ballot, Andy.
Yeah. Okay, well, first of all, our state party right now wants everybody to go through caucus/assembly and not to go through petition.
Right.
Okay. Excuse me. And there are two big differences in how to get on the ballot. If you're going to go through caucus assembly, what you're really going through is assembly as a candidate. And the assembly could be the state assembly. It can be your county assembly.
Your local assembly.
Right. It depends on, or it could be your house assembly. It depends on where you're running. Now, the question is, where do the voters come from who go to assemblies? They come from caucus, mm-hmm. largely. And that's, you know, you're also grandfathered in through some other ways. But largely,
that's how it is.
Right.
I've been through this years and years ago helping somebody get elected. So I know very much what you're talking
right.
about.
Right. And
a lot of insiders there.
Well, insiders and activists.
Yeah, because, and by the way, what I mean by that, folks, is these are people that literally when you go there, you will just hear the conversation. It's sort of like, I'm sorry, I'm going to explain it this way. It's if you're new to caucus and assembly and you go the first time, it's like the good old boys club and you're the newbie.
Oh, yeah.
And I am not exaggerating when I say that.
Totally.
Am
totally.
Right?
Yeah. And that doesn't mean they're all bad people.
No.
But it is a good old boys network. Yeah.
It's like being the visitor to church that's been there for the last 100 years
yeah.
with the same congregation.
John, as you know.
Right, Andy?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
100 years, and you just walked in.
John, as you know, I helped. You know, I was in the early going, one of those who started the Arapaho County Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I realized early on, and the Tea Party kind of has morphed into basically being MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's great. You know, I think they share a lot of things and a lot of good things that I believe in, too. But the activism aspect of it, what I was seeing is more and more they were saying, because they knew that they were a small group. You know, you would have a group of, say, 50 to 80 people get together for a meeting for Arapaho, for the entire county of Arapaho. That is a large group of people, but it's actually an incredibly small group of people for Arapaho. You know, you're lucky to hit 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be told, guys, you get you and your like-minded friends to go to caucus. and to overwhelm caucus. And that's what they, and they weren't doing that as much. Caucus used to be a much more even kind of group. You would have what you would call the Liberty, and you'd also have a lot of the quote unquote establishment, because these were people who had worked in the party ranks for a long
right.
time as well. Okay.
Right. Right.
And so you would have people from both those groups. But what happened is that the caucuses would then start saying, go to caucus. I mean, I'm sorry, the Tea Party groups, Liberty groups, these groups, go to caucus, go to caucus, go to caucus. They overwhelmed it.
Right.
Caucus also had its attendance going down.
Right.
Because people didn't like.
Great point.
Well, here's the thing. You go to caucus, if you want to become a voter at assembly to where you help choose who's going to be the candidates, like Lauren Boebert, just one assembly,
right?
If you want to be one of those voters, number one, you've got to campaign for the right to vote. You got to tell other people at your table or in your little caucus there, hey, I want to go, I want to be a bonus member, I want to represent us, and I will go and I will vote for the pro-Trump candidate. And a lot of them will say those exact words, by the way.
Right.
Or I'm going to go there and I'm going to support Lauren Boebert. And you would have a lot of people got the feeling, wait a minute, I like just voting for the candidates I like. I don't want to have to campaign for the right to cast a vote. Number two, you have to pay a fee. I don't want to pay a fee and campaign for the right to simply cast a vote for who I want to be as one of our candidates. I just, you know, for the primary, I just want to freely do it.
Right.
So a lot of participation in caucus has gone down and down. Now, as it's gone down, the effect has been this. Those activist groups that I mentioned, their influence has gone way up. Now they dominate it. OK. And so caucus groups and as a result, assemblies are being, I'm going to use the term overrun. I don't think it's totally bad. I like these people too, but I'm just saying it is MAGA that has overwhelmed caucuses nationwide, not just here. You should hear how it's going in Nevada. They're doing the exact same thing. They overwhelm. So, and the reason is this, a much smaller group can grab way more power and dictate. And they say, well, we still have the primaries. Yeah, but you're dictating who the candidates will be. So I get to choose from all your kind of candidate. Now, the other way to get in, and we can go to break after this.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. The other way to get in is petition. Now, petition, anybody can vote, can sign a petition. And
right.
You're voting for that candidate to be in the primary.
By signing your name on a petition.
Yeah. And anybody can sign a petition. So you don't have to campaign for the right to vote for a candidate to go to the primary.
You just are petitioning on the ballot.
You are, yeah.
And you're collecting signatures, valid signatures. They have to be verified, making sure you're collecting enough
right.
in a particular time frame to get all of that done and be verified that you now can be on the ballot, right?
Right. But you don't pay a fee to sign that thing.
Yeah, you're paying a fee probably in the collection of, or you're good at getting a lot of volunteers or whatever the case may be.
No, I'm talking about the signer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The one casting the vote.
You're not paying a fee to cast your vote. That's very true.
Right. Petition, of course, every process costs money.
Correct.
It costs a lot of money, by the way, to campaign through caucuses and assembly.
Yeah, that's not cheap either.
No,
it isn't. Freebie.
Yeah, and so, but the thing about petition is it's open, it's freely open to all Republican voters
right.
within a party, right? You don't have to campaign for the right to sign a petition. You don't have to pay a fee for the right to sign a petition. And one other thing, you don't have to worry about being overwhelmed by little groups who meet once a month, who are organized and can take over caucuses. Because what has happened is people who don't go to those groups, but let's say they're a Republican, they live in a neighborhood and they just want to get involved. And so they go to caucus and they're, you go back 20 years ago and they would go and that would just be all these people, you know, Republicans from your area, your neighborhood would go to caucus and they would vote on candidates and so forth. Now, when this neighborhood person goes to caucus, they find themselves overrun by activists and their vote doesn't mean much. Do you see mm-hmm. how this goes?
Yep.
Okay.
And by the way, I looked up the signatures required. So this is Colorado. So for major party candidate petitions, if you want to be, for example, a U.S. representative, because we're using this kind of as an example right now of something that's
right.
happening currently in Lauren Boebert's district that she's running for, It's 1,500 signatures or 10% of votes cast, whichever is less.
Right.
So in this case, somebody would have to go get 1,500 signatures.
But 1,500 signatures is way more than the 30% of assembly that Lauren...
Which might be 200, not even 200.
Yeah, I don't know. Lauren only had to get 30% of her assembly
right
to agree to put her on the ballot, whereas her opponent had to get 1,500 signatures from general people out there. Now, here's been the big result of everything I just explained. Let me sum it up, and then we can go to break,
sure.
And we'll talk about what the state party's doing about it. The result is this. Candidates who go through assembly and caucus are almost inevitably heavily MAGA candidates.
Absolutely.
And not just MAGA candidates, but MAGA-only
right.
candidates.
Absolutely.
Why? Because MAGA has overrun the caucuses that is producing the voters.
They won't allow anybody else to be their candidate.
Right.
We saw that in regards to...
They will not listen to anyone.
Yeah, we saw that, you know, and a great example of this, we'll come back and talk a little bit more, but a great example of this would be the last senatorial run here in Colorado between Hanks, who was gone through with the
right.
assembly end of things, versus Joe O'Day, who petitioned on.
Right.
And Joe won the primary and then was annihilated by those individuals that actually went to caucus and assembly, and even Ron Hanks himself, because they didn't agree with Joe actually winning the primary.
They actually campaigned against O'Day
him.
In the general.
Correct.
Right. And so here's the thing.
Poor losers, by the way.
Right. If you let's say you like Trump, but you're not an only Trumper. You're a Republican. You're a general Republican. You support all Republicans.
Right.
Okay? You're Heidi Gnall. Okay?
Right.
Heidi Gnall could not win an assembly.
Nope.
There's no way.
Nope.
So Heidi Gnall petitioned
there.
On. Right.
Not enough backers.
Right. Because they're the only Trumpers. They are the heavy, only MAGA crowd.
Correct. And if you are labeled at all, even close to being a rhino, you're not going to make it through assembly.
Yeah. And
it's not going to happen.
Right. And by the way, Heidi Gnall's views overall are quite conservative.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
She's not going to make it through.
Right. Lopez came out and endorsed Trump only and was all Trump. And that meant that he was going to win in the assembly. And he did. And
I like Greg.
Yeah, I like
Greg. Greg's a great guy. I have nothing against Greg.
Yeah, I'm all for Greg.
Right. But he didn't win the primary.
I've had lunch with Greg.
Right. Greg,
good guy.
Agree. Love
yeah.
Greg.
But this is...
And by the way, to Greg's credit, he didn't win the primary and still backed Heidi.
Oh, totally.
The opposite of what Ron Hanks did in regards to Joe O'Day.
Right.
And yet we still have... Or we not still. Yet to this day, we have Ron Hanks in a leadership position, the GOP leadership end of things here in Colorado.
When he opposed
our candidate.
Right.
It's a bunch of nonsense.
Because the state party, keep in mind, party officers are also elected through the assembly process, which is now MAGA only. And so the idea that, well, let's get somebody besides Dave Williams, he's dividing us.
Good luck.
Good luck with that, because that's not elected by the voters. That's elected. And here's the bottom line, and then we'll go to break. Assembly is reflective of well under 1% of the party.
Right.
Okay? Petition reaches out to all the party.
Right. Yeah. And like I said, in this case, you've got to go get 1,500 signatures.
Okay. We'll talk after the break what they're doing.
Which, by the way, means they're probably collecting 2,500 or 3,000 to make sure that half of those are guaranteed signatures, right?
Yeah.
They're not collecting just 1,500 is my point.
Oh, no, you got to make sure that you're well over the mark.
Correct.
You're collecting, if you need 1,500, you probably want 2,200 at least.
Yeah, I just said double it, 2,500 to 3,000, just to make sure you're safe.
Yeah, and by the way, the caucus people then just say, oh, they're just a bunch of rich people hiring people to get signatures. That's irrelevant. What matters is what group are they reaching to?
Right.
And that's the wider group.
That's right. Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. Find out what he can do to help you with your mortgage today. 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable interest mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217-147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, Hi-Fi Plumbing, $100 off your next visit. Call them today, 877-WE-HI-FIVE.
In a plumbing emergency, you need the most qualified plumber in the business on speed dial. You need Hi-Fi Plumbing. Hi-Fi has a team of local agents ready to respond to your emergency. They even have separate call center and dispatch agents. That means you won't get put on hold for eternity, and high-priority calls go directly to dispatch, saving you valuable time. Even during off hours or weekends, if it's an emergency, you'll get someone who can help you. Their response time is best in class, and you can read that for yourself in their more than 3,000 five-star reviews. For the month of April, they'll give you $100 off your repair. Just tell them you heard them on KLZ. Hi-Fi's techs are certified and constantly training for emergencies, so you're guaranteed to get the right tech for the job fast with Hi-Fi Plumbing. Just call 877-WE-HI-FI. Hi-Fi Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, RoofMax, sorry. Roof Savers of Colorado is what I meant to say. RoofMax is a product that Dave can put on to extend the life of your roof. And in these last windstorms we just have, really does help when it comes to the pliability and just making sure your roof lasts longer when it comes to things like we just went through with the storm we had, with the windstorm, which, by the way, we've had more wind here the last couple of days. If you think you've been affected by that windstorm and you want your roof inspected, please have Dave out. Have him check things. He'll do that for you. 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
All right, Premier Home Remodels, if you've put off that project far too long and you can just tell, man, I got to get this taken care of, don't put it off any longer. Call Premier today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel. Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it very much. We're talking about the differences between getting on to the ballot, how some folks go through the assembly caucus process and others petition on. And unfortunately, Andy, we have a state and leadership in the state that are very much against the petition process, so much so that you're liable to be, quote unquote, blackballed with funds from the GOP in Colorado if you petition on.
Right. And this is incredible. And once again, it's really important to keep in mind the petition and assembly candidates are different in that the assembly candidates are the in crowd with the MAGA only crowd.
And by the way, really quick, some of you listening might say, well, why would somebody want to petition on after everything we've said? Well, let's just say, for example, you're me. And the history that I've had talking about our GOP leadership, caucus, assembly, and so on, if you think for 1 second I'm going to go there and ever be successful in having any kind of a candidacy after that, Andy, I'd be crazy to think that's ever going to happen. The only way I, John Rush, could ever make it onto a Colorado primary ballot would be through the signature petition process, correct?
Yeah.
Is that a good example?
Oh, absolutely. It's the only way you could get on the ballot now. And here is what the state party did.
Now, really quick.
Oh, go ahead.
But before I move on, keep in mind, my values and how I view the party and the country
MAGA.
What I would want to do for the state and so on is probably more core than some of the people that I might be actually running against at assembly.
Yep.
But because I'm not in the in end of things, I'd never make it through.
Right.
So my point is, just because somebody petitions on doesn't mean there's some sort of weak Republican.
No, a lot of times what you'll have is very conservative Republicans who have to petition on. But guess what? They are competing now against the machine. And so what do they need? They need a lot of money. They need backers.
They're actually the underdog.
Right. And so they may get backing from people like, people who are not entirely conservative.
Whoever.
Right.
Koch brothers, whatever
Koch brothers,
you might
whatever, in the case of Jeff Crank, right? Why? Because they need a ton of money. Why? They're campaigning against the machine. Crank is literally in a primary running against his own state chair.
Running against Dave Williams, who has all of the power of the party behind him.
Right. Now, here's what happened, though. So I just really wanted people to understand in Colorado the difference between the petition and the assembly candidates. The in-crowd assembly and the outcasts, the petition, even though they're just as conservative, in many cases more conservative, all right?
In some cases, absolutely.
Yeah, in some cases, absolutely. Deborah Flora is very conservative.
Very.
Okay.
Right, and she's running against
Lauren
Boebert, just so you all know, on the primary.
By the way,
for
I like
CD4.
Both, you know?
They're both good people, although...
Good patriotic.
Yeah, by the way, going to D.C., and Lauren's already been there, but could Deborah go and do the same things that Lauren... Yes, absolutely.
Deborah would vote the same way as Lauren.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so here is what the state party did. The Central Committee. Now, keep in mind, that Central Committee got their jobs through assembly.
Right.
And through caucus and then assembly, okay? So they got their jobs that exact same way.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What they did is they changed the rules on neutrality in primaries. And they think they did this last fall.
In other words, neutrality in primaries, meaning that if you're a part of the executive committee or the chair or the vice chair,
all Republican officers,
you cannot pick somebody that you're going to put your name behind until the primary is over.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. All Colorado Republican officers and leadership had to maintain absolute neutrality in all GOP primaries.
In other words, you can't send out a flyer. You can't publicly say that, hey, I'm for
right.
Lauren or I'm for Flora. You can't say, or for Deborah, you can't say any of that prior to the actual election itself.
No endorsing,
because
nothing.
Otherwise you're not neutral anymore.
Right. But we're talking about a central committee that then turned around, took $40,000 from each of the presidential candidates to participate in our primary and then endorsed Trump and campaigned against the other candidates.
And in this
case
right now,
so they threw out neutrality anyway.
Currently doing the same thing with Lauren Boebert and Deborah Flora.
That's what we're getting to.
They are actually currently actively supporting, saying, social media, you name it, that they are supporting Laura and they are not supporting. In fact, they are name-calling Deborah, making it sound like she's scum of the earth.
They're attacking her.
That's right.
And by the way, here's what the change that they did in their rules. They left it exactly the same. They said, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'm paraphrasing.
You're fine.
They said all Republican officers and leadership have to maintain neutrality in primaries, except
those that are petitioned on, right?
Of candidates who have not gone through the assembly process, then they can be endorsed against and even actively campaigned against by the leadership. They actually put that into the rules and changed the rules. And now, as a result, they're doing exactly what you're saying. They are literally attacking Deborah Flora. They are attacking Jeff Crank. They're using state party resources.
Money.
Funds that come from all Republicans, and they're attacking Jeff Crank, who's running against the state chair,
right,
who is supposed to be
neutral
in primaries.
Yep.
And in his own primary, he's got his own machine, our money, campaigning for him, launching his campaigning for him. And you see what I'm saying here?
It's awful.
So the petition candidates, who, by the way, the petition candidates appealed to the much wider swath of Republicans, are being attacked by their own party.
Yep. So I'm going to throw a challenge out to some of you listening, because some of you are in that camp that Andy's talking about. So I'm going to throw a challenge out, including Dave Williams, if he's listening. Justify those actions. You can text me. You can email me. You can call in. Justify those actions. In other words, justify the GOP chair and the entire leadership of the GOP in Colorado. Justify for me not being neutral prior to a primary.
Well, they've taken neutrality and burned it to the ground. Yeah. It is gone.
Defend that for me, please. Somebody defend that for me and tell me how that's okay.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I heard crickets. It's kind of what I'm figuring is going to come in, Andy.
Yeah, and let me ask you this, and then we can go to break, John. What does that do for a party's unity?
Oh, it's a divider, Andy. It's a straight-up divider. By the way, speaking of unity, K&R Home Transitions, you get two realtors for the price of one. They're a unified front when it comes to selling your home or helping you buy a home, by the way. And there's going to be some changes coming in the real estate world, by the way. So get with them now. Find out exactly what they can do for you. And don't let interest rates and things like that scare you. There's all sorts of ways for them to still help you when it comes to buying or selling a home. And keep in mind, one of the ways of doing that is making sure that your home looks and is staged and is handled correctly, whereby you're maximizing your sale dollars when you go to sell that home. They can help you on the buy side as well, making sure you're protected. So whatever your needs are, buying or selling, take the stress out of it. Call K&R today, 720-437-8210. And part of that decision-making I just mentioned a moment ago with selling your home has to do with your future finances as well. Make sure they're also dialed in with Golden Eagle Financial. Find Al at klzradio.com.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms, whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life. Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes, so that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Ridgeline Auto Brokers, where they want to help you, whether it's buying a new used car or fixing your current vehicle. They can do either or. Two locations to serve you. Find them at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Hey, I got a great text message a moment ago. Just said, just tuned in 5 minutes ago. Seems un-American how the Colorado GOP is not seeking fair elections. Yeah, well said.
Yeah, within the party, they've abolished fair elections.
You are. And yeah, in fact, said the rich controls election. Yeah, in this particular case, you'll hear the party insiders saying, oh, and only the rich guys are petitioning on. It's not cheap and or easy to go through the caucus assembly process either. So don't let anyone tell you that just because somebody's petitioning on the ballot means they're rich. Not the case.
No, not at all.
Not the case. In fact, I will tell you that depending upon the office and what you're running for, it might be double the cost of actually going through the assembly caucus process as opposed to petitioning on, Andy.
I'm not sure of the numbers, but I mean, yeah. Really, but I know it takes a lot of money and volunteers to go through assembly.
And it does, by the way, to petition as well, because you're collecting a lot of signatures, you know, like we just talked about earlier, 2,500 or so signatures to make sure you've got everything dialed in. Those don't come easy. And I should make sure that I clarify this. This isn't somebody standing out in front of King Supers asking for signatures, because you have to be a registered Republican voter to actually sign that petition, right, Andy?
Yeah.
You can't just go get regular signatures. You know, this isn't like a ballot initiative where you can go get any registered voter to actually sign the petition.
Right. And, you know, do they sometimes hire out-of-state petition gatherers? Yeah, of course. It doesn't matter. Folks, it doesn't matter if they're rich, poor. It doesn't matter if they get people, volunteers, or hire people. All that matters is this. They are going to all Republican voters for signatures, not a small select group of insiders and activists who have already decided against them.
Bottom line, you should have leadership that is encouraging as much involvement in your party as possible.
Amen.
Whether they're going through the caucus and assembly process or whether they're petitioning on, you as leadership should be encouraging as many people to be involved in the entire process as possible. And once somebody comes out as a definite winner in the primary, so this particular situation, we'll use Deborah Flora and Lauren Boebert as an example. Once that's over, let's just say by chance, I have no idea. Actually, it's a pretty good chance. Let's say Deborah beats Lauren.
Could happen.
Could happen. At that point, and it won't, by the way, in this state, but at that point, if you're in state leadership and you're the state chair, you have to get behind Deborah and help her win in November.
Absolutely, but you never should have been against Deborah and for Lauren beforehand.
Because guess what will happen, by the way?
What?
Let's say what I just said happens, and Deborah somehow beats Lauren. Knowing that all this mud's already been slung at Deborah from the GOP chair and the party up till now, who do you think uses that against Deborah when they're coming down the stretch
Democrats.
In November? Thank you, Andy.
Democrats, and also, don't you think...
Her own party didn't even want her.
Right, right.
Right?
Yes. And by the way, don't you think that the state party will have harmed Deborah's turnout?
Yes.
in the general.
Yes, and this is why you can't do these things, because again,
you can't pick favorites. The
biggest thing about this is, let's just say for some odd chance, let me give you another example. I've got a couple of minutes here. Let's say something happens, and last minute Lauren says, you know what, I can't do this. I got my family to take care of. Maybe some other news comes out, which, by the way...
Well, she just had a health issue.
It's fairly common with Lauren. But yeah, let's just say her health or whatever happens, and she just says all of a sudden, I can't go forward.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, Deborah's it on the primary ticket for the Republicans. Everything that still has been slung at her from the GOP up to this point is still going to be used by Democrats against her.
Yeah, here's the bottom line. You're setting yourself up. How are you going to rally? Well, yeah, first of all, you've given the Democrats all their ammo.
Correct.
You've loaded the Democrat gun.
That's right.
Politically speaking.
That's right.
And secondly, how are you as a GOP leadership going to rally Republicans behind candidates that you campaigned against with party resources?
Andy,
your people have to win or nothing.
As I've said, and I'm getting a headache over this. I'm not joking, guys. I literally am,
because
it's making my head blow up thinking about the inept leadership that we have at the GOP end of things here in Colorado, our chair and so on. Just the utter ignorance that's there in everything that I just mentioned a moment ago, and why there's such a huge vacuum and lack of leadership. And let me say this. It's not only a lack of leadership, it's evil leadership.
Yes.
Doing the things that they're doing to the party.
Yes.
And I'll stand by that all day long. So, Dave, I keep calling you out. I'm going to keep calling you out. You need to resign and give the party to somebody that really understands how to lead, because you don't know how.
Exactly. We need leadership that will serve, that will follow five words. Serve all Republicans, favor none.
Yep. It's
okay?
That simple.
That's your job.
It's that
you don't
simple.
Like that job? Don't take the
if
job.
If you don't want to do it that way, then quit.
You're here to serve Republicans,
not
your group of Republicans.
Well, in this case, Andy, yourself.
And yourself.
Well, let's just
I mean, literally,
Dave,
he's serving.
Is a selfish pig.
He's using party resources and party money to help him beat a fellow Republican in a primary.
I'll say it one more time before we go to break. Dave, you're a selfish pig acting the way you do in your leadership. Period. Because it's all about you and no one else in the party. I'll leave it at that. We'll go to break and come back. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, $50 off special when it comes to your AC tune-up. And the reason why I say $50 off, because every system's a little different. It's not a blanket. I'm going to go ahead and do your tune-up for X price. So it's $50 off a tune-up depending upon your system. Call them today. Find them at klzradio.com.
Ream Certified Pro Partners, Cub Creek Heating and AC knows the right way to maximize your money for your home's unique heating and cooling needs. They stay up to date on the latest tax breaks, rebates, and other incentives, and that means you get the best all-in price when installing new heating and air. They are not commissioned salesmen. They're simply passionate about their trade and have exceptional integrity. They will come to your home, analyze what you have and what your needs are, and work with you on getting the equipment that makes the most sense for you. Cub Creek Heating and AC helps you make decisions that work for your home and your wallet by saving you up to $3,800 in tax breaks, rebates, and incentives that make sense to your needs. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Cub Creek at klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right. Got kudos from Wade at Premier, by the way. Wade, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Guys, I'm just literally, I do. I've got a headache just thinking about the lack of utter leadership, how evil it's become in our GOP here in Colorado, how it's destroying the party from within. We talked about the Epoch Times article and really got into the details of things in Colorado and where we're at. And no, this particular leadership has no way in HE double hockey sticks of getting us out of this mess that we're in.
Agreed.
They're driving us deeper into it, by the way. So, all right, that's it. Health and wellness tomorrow. We're going to talk about seasonal allergies. Have a great night. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.